RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Home Again, now playing in area theaters.
Clue number one, Home Again, aims to align with every other recent romantic comedy and remains safely in the pack, trying not to poke its head above water, is the opening voiceover. Reese Witherspoon peppily begins, "I was born," and so on. I believe Mila Kunis did something very similar in Bad Moms, and most other plucky can-do heroines have done this since Doris Day. In fact, Home Again feels like a compilation of already established, popular, and overly familiar romantic comedies, perhaps because of what looks like one of the more nepotistic directorial choices in cinematic history. From producer Nancy Myers, the writer with an Oscar nomination under her belt for Private Benjamin, and a collage of more mundane romantic comedies as director and producer, from the 1998 Parent Trap remake to more modern fluff like The Intern, Home Again is directed by a lady named Hallie Myers-Shire. Just what could the relationship be here? Ms. Myers-Shire also wrote the stale script, which is something, but doesn't it seem a little 2017 West Wing to hire your kid to shepherd the project? Perhaps the elder Myers knew it would be mostly fill-in-the-blank and connect the dots, since Home Again doesn't go anywhere near breaking new ground. Three 20-something millennials move into a 40-year-old mom's guest house and establish themselves as integral parts of an ad hoc family. That's a chronologically shifted three men and a baby. In the more dramatic feelings department, the story leans on a what women want theme of guys just act, women think. Each of the three gentlemen that could believes he knows what is best for Alice, played by Witherspoon. And at one keen moment, Alice's estranged husband, played by Michael Sheen, declares Alice doesn't know what she wants. Home Again is at its least frustrating when the three guys are interacting with Alice and her two precocious daughters. George, played by John Rudnitsky, is the writer and strikes a rapport with the preteen older daughter. Teddy, played by Nat Wolff, is the actor, who plays the comic relief and the non-threatening suitor, as he is the one guy not interested in Alice sexually. Harry, played by Pico Alexander, is the director, the smooth talker, and Home Again's most glaring problem. First off, Alexander's acting chops are not quite up to par with his on-screen peers. Specifically note this when he is supposed to get angry. Second, and detrimental to the pacing and momentum, Harry and Alice's choppy and uncomfortable relationship sails like a basket of rocks. But the Myers ladies have a few tricks up their sleeves. Don't think about how borderline lousy and threadbare the movie is. Look, here is Candace Bergen as Alice's mom. They were in Sweet Home Alabama together, remember? And the title, Home Again, doesn't that also remind you of Sweet Home Alabama too? A familiar film where Reese Witherspoon also functioned in a return home scenario. After a while, poking holes in Home Again becomes just as tiresome as the film, so here's a positive. The setup with the three guys moving into the house works. I enjoyed how they integrate themselves into the household. Upon reflection, the scenario might seem a tad anti-feminist, where three strange guys are able to fix Alice and help her figure her life out. The guys make up equal thirds of a character pie, and when you put them together, they just about make up one whole guy's character and personality. 10 years ago, the Entourage bros would have played these guys. Kevin Connolly is a lock for George, while Adrian Grenier would barely have to memorize the script to play Teddy. But beware the montages. Apparently, Hallie Myers-Shire never met a talking and laughing dinner montage she didn't like, with a piano plinking in the background. After the way too obvious third or fourth one of these, this sin is almost completely erased by perhaps the most ridiculous romantic comedy climax yet filmed. I have to get backstage, but I just can't get back there, and oh look at the quick meet cute. Please, romantic comedy lovers, and those shaking their heads thinking I am being too rough here, I beg you to try and defend that scene. Maybe you can deliver it while sipping wine, leaning back on an overstuffed pillow, over a montage. That is why I give Home Again 2 out of 4 stars.
Home Again, rated PG-13, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury Tent. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.